we are here at the 2017 REACH Conference, put on by the fine folks at here at the California Nevada Credit Union Leagues. And who do we have here in the midst? Kathy Mann from the Federation. How are you, Kathy?
I'm very good. Thank you, Mike.
Welcome.
Thank you.
How's the show going for you so far?
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah? This has been a wonderful conference. Yes, I'm really enjoying it. Learning a lot.
Yeah?
Yes,
yeah?
A lot about innovation, a lot about change, a lot about embracing the new. So
I was going to ask you, anything specific out there that kind of...
Oh, I just have found all the speakers so fantastic.
I've heard nothing but good stuff as well. Very cool. All right. Hey, let's talk about your presentation.
Okay.
Community Development, Where the Mission Meets Margin. Give us a quick overview.
So really in my session, I covered just taking a look at the changing nature of our economy and how many people now are living with kind of increasing amounts of income volatility, financial instability. More and more, I think credit unions are finding that where we used to have conversations about should we focus on mission or should we focus on margin, what we're finding is that in order to grow, in order to continue to expand, find new markets and serve them well, it's important for us to really embrace what we do best, which is helping people who are trying to figure out how to manage their financial lives, use the credit union to do it. So when we think about community development and mission equals margin, it's really about saying it's no longer an either or. It's now about saying, if I were to reorient my credit union to better serve folks who are struggling to use financial products well, I can actually make a business out of that. And if there's a good business to be had, and we're helping our members in the way.
Indeed, indeed. Great point. So any key points or key takeaways that you want to provide to your session attendees?
Yes. So the probably number one takeaway is very often when we think about, when credit unions think about wanting to serve the underserved market, they kind of say, what's the product that I need to do? What's the one thing? And what's it going to cost us? And I think what I'm really positing in the presentation is that it's a pathway, right? So there may be a single product that's going to help low-income members or underserved consumers come in the door, but if we just leave them there, if we just think about them as one product or one transaction members, we've left a huge amount of opportunity on the table, right?
Yeah.
So what we really want to do is when we work with credit unions that are thinking about serving underserved target markets, and we want to help them serve them well, it's let's figure out where we start and how to get folks in the door, but then let's look at our entire loan offerings, our entire product and service offerings, and think about what kind of tweaks could we make that's going to help people not just come in for a payday loan alternative, but maybe they walk in for a payday loan alternative. If we can help them to succeed with that, where are they going from there? Everybody's going to need to buy a car to get to work, right?
Yep.
Everybody's going to eventually have a goal of home ownership, right? So we leave opportunity on the table if we're not thinking about that individual or family holistically.
Yeah. There's retirement, college, investments, the whole nine yards.
Yes.
Exactly.
Everybody's got opportunity to take our products and services and do something with it.
Exactly.
And we can't think about people or certain segments of our members as one product members.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Let's think of the bigger picture here. So, I mean, what's the significance of this? Obviously, for me, when I hear you talking, it's that it's creating a deeper relationship with the member. No matter who they are.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, it's not about creating new things. It's about taking a look at what your product and service offerings are already and thinking about where are we leaving folks on the table? How can we make small tweaks or shifts or adjustments to help more members access that product and do well with it?
Did you get any feedback from credit unions like saying, hey, this is what we can do better, or we're experiencing this problem? If so, can you divulge?
Yes. Actually, there was some great conversation in the Q&A section, a lot of which was, you know, how do we think about creating a culture change that makes credit union boards or leadership more comfortable with embracing this marketplace and doing it, you know, doing it holistically? So we talked a lot about different strategies you can use. You know, one of the ways in which our members, community development credit unions, are able to do it is they'll say, if we want to try to figure out how to tweak our underwriting to include more people in it, mm-hmm. maybe we raise loan loss reserves in order to do it, right? Mm-hmm. So we can take a little more risk, mm-hmm. but we're going to test it and monitor it and play with it a bit and mm-hmm. figure it out mm-hmm. before we roll it out fully. So okay. piloting of products, raising small amounts of loan loss, or dedicating a certain amount of capital to say, we're willing to have suffered this amount of losses mm-hmm. while we're playing around and experimenting gotcha. With the product. Gotcha. And then once we sort of get it routine, we're going to be able to then roll it out more okay. fully.
So it's a little like a little sacrifice over here, bigger gains over here, that type of thing?
Correct.
I mean, I'm teaching my girls how to play checkers right now. And sometimes you have to sacrifice a few little pieces in order to get the win, you know? So I always think about stuff like that. It's like, hey, well, you can sacrifice a little bit over here for bigger gains over here.
What a great analogy. And that's exactly right. And when you think about a member and a member relationship as a part of a long-term strategy, mm-hmm. thinking about where those sacrifices might happen mm-hmm. in the meantime, and sometimes they're sacrifices and sometimes they're just investments,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So one example is investing in financial counseling and coaching, right? Mm-hmm. So we may want to reach out and bring in folks in our membership, you know, who are credit challenged, mm-hmm. who maybe are going to predatory payday lenders.
Yeah. Yeah.
We bring them in. We might be willing to take a small amount of risk on getting them sort of off of those loan products. But let's make that investment to say, hey, let's figure out what's going on here. Mm-hmm. Let's help you do a better job so that you get on more firm financial footing.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, the amount of loyalty that we build in that engagement is incredible.
Yep,
so
yep.
as long as we're reminding them that, hey, when you go to, you know, refinance your car loan, or when you go to buy that next vehicle, or when you're thinking about home ownership down the road, mm-hmm. this is where you got your start on that pathway. So it really kind of creates that lasting bond. So it is a long-term strategy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And word of mouth from that one person? Are you kidding? I just interviewed Kenya Calderon from Cupera Consulting, and
okay.
she was one of the Women of the Year recipients from Credit Union Times, but her story is phenomenal. I mean, she came to this country with her parents as an immigrant, and she went to college, got her degree, and is now working for Cupera Consulting, and now she, look where she is, and now, because of her experience, credit unions were the center part of how she became a success. And now she has spread that word far and wide, and especially in the Hispanic community. Oh my gosh, word spreads like wildfire. So as you're talking, I'm thinking about her and other stories like that.
That is exactly right. And in fact, we recently, about in the last 6 months, we released a study of immigrant members of credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it was exactly that transition, right? So folks, we asked how people were aware of the credit union,
mm-hmm.
and inevitably it was a friend, a family member,
mm-hmm.
you know, a boss even,
yeah.
you know, somebody who intervened in their life and said, you have a problem, you need to come, I'm going to bring you to my credit union, they're going to help you.
Yep.
And so people would tell these stories about how they were brought in mm-hmm. by somebody who said, my credit union can help
yep.
you. And inevitably, those are now the members who say, oh, I do it every time I have family members who come and they have problems.
Yeah.
I say, I'm not going to give you a loan. I'm going to bring you to my credit union.
Yeah.
And they're going to give you
yeah.
a loan. But they're also going to help you think about how you're going to manage it and address it and deal with it in the future. So it is the word of mouth and the member loyalty
yeah.
is so incredibly strong. And so we really need to make sure we're not leaving those opportunities on the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to just bring people in and have them say, oh, well, the credit union is a great place when I have a problem.
Right.
But I'm okay right now, so I don't need it.
Yeah.
We want to remind them that actually we're here for all stages of your life.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for crisis, but we're also here in good times and when you're making investments in your future.
Yep. So. Oh, such a great message. Such a great message. All right, last question here. Goals for this. What are the goals for your talk, basically? What do you want to, I guess we talked about the takeaways, but
yes.
what are the goals here?
So, you know, my goals in coming to events like this, which is, the California and Nevada Credit Union League has put on such an amazing conference, and there's so many engaged credit unions of all scopes and all sizes and all, you know, serving so many different diverse communities. And so, you know, one of the things that I really want to do with this talk is to say, you know, my membership is about serving predominantly low-income and underserved communities. But credit unions of all types, we all have a role to play in providing our products and services to low-income and underserved populations. In some cases, it might be your predominant business activity. In other cases, it might be 10 or 15% of your membership. But if you serve 100,000 members and 20% of that is low-income individuals and you're serving that well, well, that's the same to me as a credit union that's fully dedicated to it with 20,000 members, right? In the end of the day, we're talking about a certain part of the population that are getting good service. So I come to a, you know, to a conference like this, and in the talk, it's really to get everybody excited about community development as part of their strategies. It may not be your full strategy, but as long as it's sort of woven into what you do, everybody benefits.
And who knows what you're going to get? You know, you could get the next small business owner who grows into a very large business, or somebody working for you now at the credit union, and who knows what you're going to get.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
You never know what you're going to get.
That's right.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate it. Great message, as always. So appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Well done.